Question: how do we understand the Mahabharata story, which describes how a renunciate receives instruction from a housewife and a butcher, and after receiving instruction and dharma from them, especially from the butcher, he returns back home to take care of his parents and gives up his renunciation? Answer. The Vedic scriptures talk about multi-level spirituality, in which there are different sections that are meant to help different people rise to higher levels progressively. So, this particular story, which basically describes how one should be devoted to one's worldly responsibilities, is meant to discourage premature or irresponsible renunciation. So, first and foremost, we need to understand that this story is not talking about a bhakta. There is no mention in the muni's profile that he was having any devotion at all. He was having renunciation, and through renunciation he had acquired some power. So basically he left home, went to the jungle, sat and did austerity. And one day while doing austerity, he felt for some reason annoyed by the overhead sound and overhead noise. So he looked up and he saw a bird flying high in the sky. And now, some versions of the story say that bird passed its excreta and that fell on him. Others say that the bird was chirping loudly and that disturbed his meditation. But whatever happened, he got angry. And in anger, he looked up at that bird, and that bird got burned to ashes just by his angry glance. Now, this is surely not the characteristic of a devotee. A devotee doesn't want to, certainly not a devotee renunciate at least. No devotee, and certainly not a devotee renunciate, will want to, out of anger, burn birds. Valmiki Rishi, when he sees a hunter killing a bird, when they are uniting, he feels angry and he curses the hunter for his mercilessness. Even after that, he feels regretful. Why did I curse like this? I should not have done that sort of curse. But that is a long story. But that curse, the meter in which he has spoken the curse, later on becomes revealed as the meter for him to speak the Ramayana. So the point is that this sort of anger is not the characteristic of a bhakta. So he had gone to the forest, and in general, if people do yoga or cultivate jnana, and for that they tapasya, they get power. But that power, even if it makes them famous and happy materially, actually it cannot make them happy eternally or even necessarily in the next life. Because the next life depends on not just one kind of karma that we do in this life, whether we renounce the world, but it depends on accumulation of karma. So, as devotees, the idea of getting angry is, and certainly burning somebody, is entirely untenable, unacceptable. So this renunciate was, as is seen from his anger, an unqualified renunciate. So actually speaking, it was not that just at the time of looking up at the bird with anger, the bird got burned. Also, when he looked at, later on when he went to a housewife, and the housewife kept him waiting for a long time for getting alms, because her exhausted husband had come, and she served her his husband, gave him medicine, gave him food. And then she told him, she remembered an answer and went to come and give him food. So then he told her that, how dare you keep me waiting? I am a Brahmana, and if I curse you, then I can reduce you to stone. I can. You don't even know the power of Brahmanas. And she is, this housewife is humble. She says, of course I know the power of Brahmanas. I would never want to invoke their wrath. But my husband is my god. And I have to take care of him first. So, I have taken care of him and now I am ready to serve you. And then he looks angrily at her. And she says very calmly, that don't think I am that level, like that bird who will get burnt. So he's shocked and he asks her, how do you know that I had burned the bird? He says, because I am so devoted to my husband, I got that power. So now here, certainly for a wife to be devoted to a husband is an important dharma. And it is that dharma that is being emphasized. And on the other hand, the premature renunciation, even if it begets power, it doesn't necessarily beget purity. It doesn't beget proximity to the Lord. It doesn't lead to authentic spiritual advancement. So that is pointed out. The comparison here is, a woman should be devoted to the husband. That is an important lesson. And such a woman, if she is truly devoted to the husband, she can become better than renunciates also. Now, what kind of renunciates? Immature renunciates. Premature renunciates. So, there are other times also in the scripture we talk about that the renunciate, the sannyasa ashram, is higher than the grihastha ashram. So, we can't take just one incident and make it absolute precedent for all particular liberations. See, in the Vedic literature, there is a normal hierarchy given, and then there are situations which disrupt that hierarchy to demonstrate how one should not just become attached to the externals of the hierarchy, but one should understand and assimilate the essence. So for example, the Bhagavatam, Indra is a devata and Ritrasura is a demon. But Ritrasura, who is normally from the material point of view, lower than Indra, actually becomes higher than Indra because of his devotion to Lord Vasudeva. And that is demonstrated in the 9th, 10th, 11th, 12th chapters of the 8th canto of or the 6th canto of Srimad Bhagavatam. So, now, going further, then she tells him that I'm truly impressed by what you have done, by your power and your devotion to the husband. Please instruct me in dharma. He says, I cannot instruct you, but you can go to so and so place and there you will meet so and so person. Now when he goes there, he finds that this person is a butcher. And he says that I don't